A supporting note to the request of the extension of time for the committee to further engage on the matter relating to ex-mine workers. What it says there is that CEPA and Mine Workers Provident Fund are the stakeholders that are still outstanding, and those are the ones that we resolved to see next year as we are about to rise, and it would be difficult for the committee to meet. Anything that that paragraph that we would want to add for them that was left out? Then the background. The background tells us what business are we involved in, and how did we come to be inked as the committee. What is it that we are required to do? Takes us to the issue of the complainant, who the complainant is, and or who are the complainants, who are mine workers, ex-mine workers. And the complaint is that they believe that government departments were misleading them so far as social assistance benefits that are due to them are concerned. That is what the report is trying to tell us. And number two, it tells us who we met with. It informs us about the progress of the progress we've made. 7 meetings. Increased the office of the speaker, president of ex-mine workers union, who is making the claim that we're talking about, National Department of Health, Labor, Chamber of Mines, and even NOM. I don't think there's any stakeholder that we have forgotten. Now page 2.1, it tells about our interaction with the office of the speaker, represented by Advocate Pechuayo. And you'll remember, if I can take other members on board, you'll remember that nothing much was taking us in it anywhere so far as that information is concerned. All it did was to point us to the person who went to speak or who wrote to them, which was this president of the ex-mine workers union, Mr. E. Normazek. And in that one, one would look at the presentation made by Mr. Normazek, who claims to be president of the ex-mine workers, took the problem back to the 1987 mine strike. There's something that is left there. 1987 strike. In his view, Lum had ordered mine workers after the strike to go home without being paid. You remember the exodus. Then this was one reason for them to suspect that Noom had a hand in their woes. So we'll lose what had a hand. Noom had a hand in their woes. He mentioned, we lose that, he mentioned a number of steps they took without success. These included taking their complaints to court, asking for assistance from organizations and high-profile people. We ran away, members, from naming names. There were names there like other people have passed on, like they went to Nepal or Broadway, and they went to car training, so we just removed the names and just said high profile people. They came to Mama also. It's a fact here, you know. We know. That's why we just decided let's drop names and say they met a number of high profile people. Okay. What is the issue between them and government is that to them, even your brother, your distant family member is supposed to benefit from the claim that is due to you. That is where the difference between their understanding and legal arrangement, which is an issue that I think it needs to be looked at. They were looking at your daughter-in-law, your brother, and all that. And there was this $54 million that Normazele was raising, and it came clear that the $54 million was put under the care of what department is this now? Health department. But raising those, before we got there, raising those, they were just ambushing government wherever they could. We were made to believe that they are intending next year to ambush the opening of parliament. There is that. So they had a sit-in in Pretoria, and Eastern Cape government made promises that were not kept. You'll realize that it was one mistake from the officials. When we met here with one government official, he admitted that we lied, which was unfortunate. It was unfortunate. That is Mr. Kotongo from the Premier's office in Amtata. Is it Amtata or Bishop? Amtata. Let us write Mtata. Not Amtata. Mtata. 4 million. What is left now is approximately 2.4 million or 24 million or something like that. Yeah, they used about 30 from 54, so it should be 24. Yeah. What the department did was to make allocations to the qualifying X minor of an allocation of 2,700 per claimant. And then they went up until they exhausted the list they had, and there were still people that were still to be investigated. There were still people that they had to verify. So the process of verifying is the one that is on, but the money is still with the Department of Health. Okay, a number of issues were mentioned about how the Department of Health is viewing this issue and how they interacted with this union. You will see his compensation commissioner of occupational diseases, CCOG. Abbreviated there. We also went met the Department of Labor. If there's nothing that the members would want to have there. The Department of Labor, which confirmed also the existence of the 54 million. It is explained there. I think the last line, it says, concluded by saying that government was willing and has put mechanisms and resources in place to continue servicing the X minor. Yeah, minor. Service. And we met the Chamber of Mines. And the Chamber of Mines gave us their perspective. The committee should take into account the fact that all these stakeholders all of them were dealing with the president of the union cautiously, because they were saying he's a very, very slippery person. So they were very, very cautious. You see what the Chamber of Mines was saying. Anything that needs to be corrected there or needs to be added? think one critical issue, Comrade Solovod, now is your passion. Records of mine workers to whom the money applied were lost either in the offices of what is this MDOT again? That is what they told us, that they are not sure whether they still have the records. And it compounds the problem. That's what we want to keep step around. And the Providence Fund. Yeah. We want that record. That record. Teba is a recruiting arm of the mines, and therefore they can recruit.
They
must have a record. They promised that I don't know whether it's out of good will or good gesture that Chamber said that they are busy trying to put together a project that would assist in tracing mine workers or assist in examining ex-mine workers so that government can establish whether disease is contaminated, what is it? Contracted. Where is the result of the silicosis or something like that? They phoned me yesterday to say I must step the shoulder of the Minister of Health because she seems to be delayed to sign, but later on they phoned me again saying that they had a response from the health department, from the minister's office. Okay, then we met Noom.
I don't know where we had here the idea that I'm going to be with the Democratic Alliance. I don't see that being reported here. They might feel like we have just seen them. They also have something which I think we have. That we agree that we are including them in this high profile.
Well,
then we can omit whatever they have said. I don't know. All I
The reason why the secretary omitted it is because it was just saying to deal with this matter further for extent. I don't know what
the second, yeah, the second time is, but when the secretary said it's not very much come from the president.
Yeah, it was just something
new. Yeah.
We thought it was going to come
with
something new. Yeah, no, it didn't.
And then we just got advice of how to deal with this case. But we saw this man, this guy is a lot reporting about whom did they see them.
They really responded that the not the Omalovalwa, but the children. The beneficiaries is the mother, the spouse, and the children, not the
in-laws.
Yes, the extended family. That's what they said.
The extended family.
The Omalovalwa. Omalovalwa. About
the mother. Not involved.
No.
Who is involved? The mother, the wife.
The wife and the children.
You.
Same thing.
That's exactly what Mabana Mazele is protesting. That is why Baba Mtali, it should appear there.
Because we are reporting what he is
protesting. What he says, and the report that we got from the Office of the Premier also made mention of that. Okay. That's a contentious issue.
That is version that must be done. But
yeah.
I need to say that if we get this extension, we are still now going to give our final judgment whether we agree with him or we don't. But for now, it's just a question of what he said.
Okay.
But Master Chole, the extension, when we conclude next year, we are also going to have to deal with what you are saying.
Exactly.
So that
no,
that
no,
is,
not
that is even on board, or where it will be committee easy.
I think Ufai, to support what Comrade Napoleon is saying, the committee has not made any findings. That's what Ufai is saying. We are just getting information. Okay, I think up to the findings, if there's anything that members would want to have there. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, under the findings, yes, we haven't got anything. But with this Uchepa, are we not saying those are the other people that we are seeing before?
Yeah, we
say
so at the beginning.
Oh, is it there at the beginning?
Yeah, the beginning.
Okay, thank
you. We are also saying it was the seven and the front and possibly the eastern cases. The committee recommends that while it understands the gravity of the concerns raised, the House consider 1. Extending the deadline for the committee to report to 31st March 2008. Extend to providing adequate defense assistance when it comes out, the committee when it resumes work in 2008.
I was thinking, Chair, maybe we should say, well, to understand the gravity and urgency. Is that what we're trying to? That we recognize that this matter needs to be resolved quite urgently as well, but that's the other thing. I think it's important for that. The other point is that also, I noticed diseases, we need
noticed the spelling is the E.
I saw
you. It's not like
the
E. The
I. Not the I. Members, I put the report as having been gone through for adoption.
I need not tell you.
Mamamo, second that?
I second the move.
Any difficulties or you know, the soir to tell okay, in the soir the report is according to the adoption. Members, thank you very much. The process that is going to follow here now, I am sure I won't be able on Thursday. We're not meeting tomorrow. Yeah. I won't be able to show my speech to everybody, but my speech is going to revolve around this. And the last one, the recommendation, I'm going to read it verbatim as it is. I'm going to read it verbatim because that's the critical part of it. Yeah. Members, I'm sorry to have been this menace to you. Thank you very much. You made our lives very easy. The business of the committee is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Don't look at us until next year. For the whole year now.
No, I can just read it by allocation.
I can't.
Just
to
think
of
the
time.
Oh,
yeah.